The Assembly of the Guarani People of Itikaguasu, APGIG, announced that March 11, 2011 marked the beginning of the financial activity of the Itikaguasu Investment Fund, launched with an investment amount of $14.8 million. The Itikaguasu Investment Fund was approved by the Assembly of the APGIG for a period of 10 years renewable, and its investment base is mainly sovereign and corporate debt of the highest credit rating. The fund will be administered by a council of sages appointed according to Guarani customs and uses, and its legal representative is the current president of the APGIG, Never Barrientos. The Banco de Brasil has accepted to undertake the management of the fund, and it will provide its financial advice on a long-term basis, having been chosen for having a solid bank solvency and asset security. This fund results from the agreement of friendship and cooperation between the Assembly of the Guarani People of Itikaguasu and Repsol YPF E&P Bolivia S.A., approved by the General Assembly of our organization on December 1, 2010, and signed as a public act before a notary on December 29, 2010. This agreement was reached on October 1, 2010, in Santa Cruz de la Sierra, between high representatives of Repsol Bolivia and British Gas on the one side, and APGIG legal representatives on the other, and it subsequently received the endorsement of E&P, representative of British Petroleum. This agreement is the product of lengthy negotiations that were initiated in the middle of the month on July 2010 with representatives of Repsol and Repsol Bolivia. These negotiations marked the end of a long-standing conflict between the APGIG and the oil corporation, which began with the establishment of the Chevron and Maxus companies in 1997 in the original community territory of Itikaguasu, property of the APGIG. The legal and financial advice for the implementation of the agreement, as well as the financial negotiations and the establishment of the Itikaguasu Investment Fund, were led by Gregorio Diones, president of Equipo Niscor, and by members of this organization who are specialized in international commercial and financial law, as well as indigenous law. This advice results from a formal agreement between the APGIG and Equipo Niscor from 2006, which was ratified and extended by the Assembly on December 1, 2010. The Itikaguasu Investment Fund is the first such fund to exist for an indigenous organization in Bolivia, and according to solvent financial sources, it is also the first in Latin America. It was created by an agreement that recognizes all of the demands of the APGIG, including legal recognition, the recognition of their customs and uses, the recognition of the original community territory, the recognition of international law relating to indigenous law and international human rights law, the recognition and evaluation of the environmental damage by way of independent audits to be carried out on a regular basis throughout the duration of the contract, and the coverage of damages by valid and effective insurance policies, as well as the guarantee of the principal to return the land to its original state by the end of the contract. The financial income yielded by the Itikaguasu Investment Fund will be invested prioritarily in the areas of health, education, and housing, as well as in productive projects that allow the communities constituting the APGIG to engage in profitable activities. The carrying out of these activities was regulated by the General Assembly of the APGIG on December 2, 2010, and the plan for new activities relating to health and control of the territory is currently under budgetary elaboration and implementation to be carried out by the Board of the APGIG. The APGIG considers that this agreement is the first of its kind signed in Latin America with a multinational oil corporation. Therefore, we hope that it will have an impact on the practices in the oil industry, it also being specific in a concrete contribution to the demands of the Bolivian and Latin American indigenous communities. This communique complies with the principles of financial and corporate transparency and must serve as a notification for appropriate legal purposes. This was the official press release signed by the Board of the APGIG at Entre Rios, Bolivia on March 15, 2011. For further information on indigenous rights in Bolivia, you can visit Equipo Niscor's specialized webpage. This program has been produced by Radio Niscor at our studios in Belgium on March 17, 2011.